Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to come in His house with His people and just to praise Him and to be able to have the privilege of praising Him all the day long? Like that old hymn says that many of you grew up singing, and I know you sang it differently than I did, and I probably messed it up, right? You messed my favorite hymn up. That's okay. I'm thankful that we can agree that we don't need to leave out those old hymns that to so many people nowadays and so many churches, they're outdated or not relevant anymore. How relevant is that? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And what He's done for me gives me assurance of knowing that all the day long I can praise Him and I can thank Him for what He's done. And so I encourage you, those of you who are, "Hey, I just think the only music God moves through now is that contemporary music." Listen, don't be as bullheaded as the hymn people have been all these years. Okay, seriously. Take the things that God has given us, all the good things, put them together, and let's just worship Him with them, right? I don't care if you throw a fiddle in there or a banjo. We haven't seen a banjo in a while, but I don't care what you throw in there. I pray that you would be willing to do what Scripture says, and whatever resources you have, praise the Lord with every ounce of energy that you possess. And so that's what we're here to do. If you're visiting with us and you're Baptist, I'm only picking on you, okay? I saw some people get up and leave. They went and called Ronnie Floyd on me. And see, if you don't know who Ronnie Floyd is, you're not really a real Baptist, because he's the president right now. I guess he still is. But if you have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. And I want to challenge you. Let me tell you what. There are a gazillion Mother's Day type messages being preached all over the country right now. Most of them are, "You're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you." We're not going to have that kind of message today. What we're going to do is we're going to take the Word of God, and we're going to actually give you a charge, you mothers, you ladies here. If you're not a mother, let me say this, you're probably an aspiring mother. You're probably a young lady who one day dreams of being a mother. God has put that in you. Did you know that? If God wouldn't have put that in you, no one would populate, because you wouldn't have anything to do with people like us, men. Right? Didn't God put that in the heart of a woman to be a mother? It's sad that our society is trying to take that away. But God put that in your heart, and so there's nothing wrong with you. You are teenagers looking forward to that day where you're married and someone gives you away in marriage and you get to start a family and you get to have children. So if you don't realize, all the way back in Genesis, that's what God put the two together for. To have children, and to have children so that they could then teach the godly principles that they need to teach them so that the next generation would not be without God. So what I'm going to teach you today, and what I'm going to help you with today, is understanding you have a great responsibility. In fact, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1 is going to tell us that you have the responsibility of being a home builder. And that if you neglect this responsibility, according to biblical teaching, you neglect this responsibility, you're going to end up being a home breaker. And it's sad that we live in a society, well, we can't talk about what we're going to talk about today in this message without being controversial. It's sad that we can't talk in the church about this, and somebody today is going to get mad. Okay? If you're here today and you're a career person and that is what drives you, you are a career mom. Maybe that's the politically correct term now. A mother who's focused on herself more than she's focused on her godly duties. If that's what you are, now listen, I'm not going to be the guy to tell you if you work outside the home, you're going to hell. That's not what I'm saying today. So don't misquote me, because that always happens. What I am saying today is if your focus is in the wrong place, just that one little tidbit of information, that one little miskilter in your focus is going to determine whether you're a home builder or a home breaker. Some people get caught up in the wrong things. Let me help you. It's easy to do in the country that we live in. It's easy to get caught up in the wrong things. But what I want to do today, I want to challenge some of you ladies. Challenge some of you ladies to be home builders. I know what your first response is. Well, I thought the man's the leader of the home. We didn't say home leaders. He is supposed to be the leader of the home. And guys, if she's going to be what she has to be, it's going to take you being what you have to be. So let me just say that for free at the beginning. If you're not going to support her and be what you need to be, don't expect her to be what she's supposed to be, because she's following your lead. Okay, all you guys who thought it's Mother's Day, we're just going to coast through this. You came to the wrong place to coast. She'll never be what she's going to be until you allow her to be that. She is, according to the word of God, to be a builder of the home. The wise woman, verse 1 of chapter 14 of Proverbs, the wise woman builds her house. But with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. We're going to talk about that. Look, that's just one verse, and you know this, when we cover lots of verses, we go long. So that would automatically tell you, if we just cover a short verse, we're going to go short, but that's not the case. Because I want you ladies to leave your challenge this morning. I want you to see the difference between a home builder and a home breaker. Because he says the wise woman, she's going to build a home. And the foolish woman, with her same hand, she's going to tear down that home. Let me show you how it's going to happen. We're going to take the two. We're going to compare and contrast the home builder versus the home breaker. Let's look at the home builder first. Number one, I want you to write this down. The home builder, the wise woman, the home builder, builds her house on a firm foundation. We talked about this not too long ago when we looked at Jesus' teaching about the foundation. What that means is this. I won't go into that same lesson again. Hopefully you got it. If you don't, then you ask them. They'll get you a DVD. You can look at it online. But it's important that our foundation is where it needs to be. But I'll make it short so that you can understand it, so that we can get it all in today. Her first love is her God. Her first love is God the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ, led by the Holy Spirit. Understand that. If you are a woman here today who wants to be a wise woman who builds your house and doesn't break your house, it starts with your love for God. Let me help you out. If you love your career, you got to ask this question. I'm not condemning you. I'm causing you to ask a question. If you love your career more than you love God, you're in trouble. If you love your husband more than you love God, you're in trouble. Now, get ready. Buckle your seatbelts. This is going to be a hard one. If you love your children more than you love God, you're in big trouble. Because what's going to happen is you're going to listen to those other voices instead of listening to the voice of the one who you truly ought to be sold out and loving more than anything else. So I want you to understand today, as we look at this, I don't say these things to hurt your feelings. I say these things because there's an epidemic in our society where people are being pushed to love other things than God. You, as women, you're taught, hey, go get your degree, go find you a good job. Don't let society dictate what you are. Don't let someone put you in the box of just being the keeper of the home. That's so old-fashioned and so shallow. Let me tell you what, if you love those things, the world, your husband, your children, your career, your job, your path, your education, whatever it is, your goals, your dreams, if you love those things more than God, you are in trouble. And you're in danger of being a home breaker instead of a home builder. The woman who is a wise home builder, she's in love with God first. Have you ever met someone who's in love with God first? And let me say this, it's easy to love and to fall in love as believers with people who love God first. It's easy to say, I'm just naturally love them, isn't it? Wives, you want your husband to love you more, respect you more? Let him fall in love with the God you serve in you and through you. You will see something like you have never seen happen in all your days, because what's really going to happen is your husband will fall in love with God who he sees in you. And in essence, you reap the reward of your husband loving God and loving you next. But ladies, it starts with your foundation. What are you building this home on? We talk about this all the time because I was raised by a concrete man. It all starts with him. They get the dirt work right sometimes. They try. You get the dirt work right to put the foundation on top of the dirt work. They got to put a good slab down, because if they don't put a good slab down from that point on, nothing works, does it? Just a few weeks ago, we didn't do concrete because I'm against it. Makes me sweat. We built a foundation for Bo Stewart. He's not here today, but we built a foundation. He's building a little cabin up in the country, and we went up there. And my nature is just to throw it together as best you can. Let's get out of here and eat lunch. But Josh went with us, and Josh was pretty particular, meticulous even, OCD, and even annoying at times, about his measurements. making sure every hole that we drilled was in the right place. But you need that guy. I'm the bulldozer guy. Let's just tear this down. But to make sure that everything is in its right place so that that foundation is perfect, because until that foundation is laid, we couldn't build anything on it. We couldn't start studding up walls. We couldn't do anything. Now there's walls and roofs and all kind of cool stuff going on. But before we could do any of that, we had to start with the foundation. Ladies, let me tell you, today is the day to start with this foundation. To start with this foundation. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I promise you this, you're not loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if He shows you that, if He shows you that and He draws you away from your sin and He draws you away from yourself, turn to Him and repent of your sin and turn to the One who is truly the lover of your soul. Stop chasing after the things of this world. Because God desires that you love Him beyond all things. Does everybody get that? Do you realize if you love something more than God, it's an idol? Hello? Because I know what just happened. Some of you look like, what do you mean we're in sin? We're in sin because we don't have the order of who we love, right? If you love anything other than God or in God's place, that thing is an idol. So let me tell you this. We're in danger in our country of ladies who've made their career into an idol. They bow down to that career every single day. They forsake their first love, the God who loved them enough to send their son to die for them. They then come home to their husband who they love second. They bow down to him because he's of more importance than their God. Then what they do is they idolize their kids. Oh, we don't want to talk about that in church. We don't want to talk about that in church. Some of you mamas here, listen, you worry about your kids dying 24/7 instead of teaching them how to live. Oh, I know who you are. You know who you are. You're the worrywart that every time your kid skins his knee, you think he's going to die. You keep 24-hour emergency rooms in business. He coughed. Okay, let's take him to the hospital. He coughed. Slap him on the back. Come, tighten up. Let's go. We got to focus on Jesus and our walk with Him. He'll take care of your cough. But the fact of the matter is, you guys know that I'm telling the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts. You've made these things more important than your God is to you. You're not building on that firm foundation. So we see the wise home builder builds on a firm foundation, but the foolish one, by putting her focus on herself, builds her life on her career, her success, her own self-worth. Let me tell you this. Realize right now, I don't care what mom books you've read or what you've looked at online or if you feed your kids gluten or if you don't feed your kids gluten. There are no good moms. There are no good people. Anybody here? But that's my goal in life, is to be the best mom. I know you put it on Facebook. You post it in competition with all the other moms so you can look like you're a better mom. Bought little Bobby a new pair of Nike Jordans today. Little Bobby don't need Nike Jordans. Get him some Pro Wings so that when he earns his money one day and buys his own Jordans, he'll appreciate them. Anybody here remember Pro Wings? But the foolish homebreaker, in opposition to the wise home builder, she's focused on her career. She's building her life on her career. She's building her life on her success. She's worried about her own self-worth. Ladies, here's the deal. None of us are worth a whole lot. We find our worth not in us. Can I help you out so you don't think I'm just being mean to you? I can't find any worth in Kirk Hall. I've looked up one side and down the other. Kirk Hall is a worthless human being apart from Jesus Christ who lives in him. And the faster that I realize that, the faster I find my worth in the God who loved me enough to send his son to die for me. I know that's not an easy pill to swallow. I know some of you right now, you want to hide under the seat. You want to leave. You want to throw things at me. That's okay. Remember this, I'm just a messenger, and I want you to understand something. By putting your focus on your career, your success, your self-worth, your own thought significance, you know how many moms are so concerned with being significant that they forget that they have a significant role to raise their children in a godly manner? Focus on them. And guess what? You know what you're going to do? We'll talk about it more in detail in a second when we get to the legacy part. You're going to teach the next generation to be that way. That's why they are that way now. The wise home builder, she builds a foundation on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, her first love. But the foolish homebreaker, by putting her focus on herself, begins to break that same home down. So let's look at the next thing. The wise home builder, she builds up her husband. Oh yeah, I had to throw this in there. This would benefit me. Let me tell you, this would benefit all of you. She builds up her husband. Understand this. This is very important. When y'all read about the Proverbs 31 woman, she's building up her husband. It's important. It's important that she builds up her husband. Why? Why is that so important? Is it just because I want someone to encourage me and build me up? No. It's not just because that's something that I want. In fact, I don't necessarily desire that, but I appreciate it. She builds up her husband. How do you build up your husband? First of all, you allow him to lead. Ladies, I'm going to announce this from the pulpit. Give your husband his pants back. You are tearing your home down if you are not allowing him to lead. You're not giving him his full support and his full credentials according to the Word of God. I know that upsets some of you, but I don't really care. God's Word is God's Word is God's Word. Can we all agree on that? And since the dawn of time, He rose man up to be a leader over this woman. In fact, He says this, she's the weaker vessel because she came from man. Understand this. It is important that you as ladies let your man lead. Watch this. Pay attention. You listening? Even if he's wrong. You know why your husband can't hear the Holy Spirit? Because you're nagging him in his ear. He can't hear anything. And so what he soon and quickly does, he turns everything off. You say, you're not listening to me. No, because all I hear is wah, 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 wah. Because you're focused on you. You're focused on your needs. You're focused on your desires. Let me say this, ladies. That's not biblical. The marriage is this. You are to be focused on him and he's to be focused on you 100% second to God. Do you understand that? Everybody go like this. When that happens, I promise you this, you're a happily married couple. When it doesn't, you're not if you're a believer here today because you know you're opposing the Word of God by your lifestyle. The wise woman who builds her home and supports her husband. She builds him up. She allows him to lead. She encourages him. Listen, ladies, try this. I encourage you. When your husband comes home, you know him well enough that when he comes home and he's had a bad day, this is probably not how you greet him at the, what's wrong with you? Because guess what? That leader has been hearing in his ear all day something was wrong with him. That's why he was discouraged. I can't get this done. I can't get this right. I can't work hard enough. I can't do the things I need to do. He's been hearing all day something was wrong with him. And he walks in where he ought to receive immediate support. And she said, what's wrong with you? What you're really saying is, I wanted you to be happy, and why am I not getting what I want? Hello? Have you ever thought about this, ladies? Why don't you try to make him happy since the whole world that's been pulling at him all day has upset him? I believe this is the quietest church I've ever seen. So why don't you make his day? Because I promise you this, a home builder is going to encourage her husband. Here's what the home breaker is going to do. She's going to neglect the role of her husband. She's going to ignore it. And in doing so, I promise you this, she's going to be unsubmissive to his leadership in their life. Can I say this to you, lady? If you need to give your husband his pants back, today would be the day. You can come up here and put them on the altar when we're done. Or you can even do something like this. You can look over to him and you can say, listen, I'm sorry. Because I've not been the supporter that I need to be to build your home up. Because here's the thing. Guess what? When daddy gets home, guess what? The kids need him too. He's already discouraged. Here's what you need to do. You need to encourage him so that he can put all that stuff behind him that happened throughout the day. And he can be what he needs to be, not only to you, but also to his children. Well, this is a bunch of old-fashioned stuff. It seems like it's geared toward men. Let me tell you what. Ladies, if you support your man, you submit to your man, you love him and submit to him like the Word of God says to love him and submit to him, you will have a happy man and you will be a happy person. Don't let the devil continue to sell you the lie that if I submit to his leadership, it's going to make me weak. Let me tell you what, it's going to make you strong in the Lord. And I'd rather be strong in the Lord and weak in the eyes of the world. Now, let me just say this for free, since I already see conviction on some faces. The altars are already open. We don't have to wait till an altar call to come up here and say, Lord, I'm not where I need to be. You can get on your face right now. I would encourage you to do so. Because I believe this. I believe revival can happen with you women just as much as it can happen with us men. She builds her husband up. She reflects Christ to him. What does it mean to reflect Christ? Shouldn't we all reflect Christ? So when I come home and I'm having a bad day, or I'm stressed out, or 15 people just showed up to the church wanted free counseling sessions unannounced, and I didn't get home at a timely manner that because I wanted to. I wanted to spend some time with my family. You say, well, Pastor, you sound like you're disgruntled. It happens. But I finally get home, and I've been stressed out. I have people pulling at me all day. I need this lady to reflect Christ to me. What does it mean to reflect? All of you have a mirror. Don't act dumb. You look at the mirror, and it gives you a reflection, doesn't it? When I get home in her, you know what I need to see more than anything? I need to see Jesus in her. Baby, it looks like you had a hard day. How can I serve you? There is nothing weak. Listen, ladies, if your husband likes sweet iced tea, there's nothing weak. I don't care what the world says. Walk over there, greet him at the door with a glass of sweet iced tea so that he can feel like he's seeing Jesus when he comes home. Because I promise you this, Jesus would meet him right where he was and encourage him. Reflect Christ. If you're not reflecting Christ, I promise you this, you're tearing the home down. Not building the home up. That leader needs you. We've heard behind every good man is a woman. That's not quite true. Behind every good man is a woman who reflects Jesus. You listen to me? I won't look at her right now because I can't. But when I see Jesus in her, I'm encouraged to be who I am in Christ. You say, well, how does that work? I don't really know how it works, but when she loves me like Jesus does, not to take from a country song, but when she does, hey, that's real. When she does, that motivates me to be the man of God that God has called me to be. She is supporting, first and foremost, her love for God. And in her love for God, I see her love for me because she loves me like He does. The home builder, the wise lady who builds her home, she builds up her husband. Foolish lady neglects to serve her husband. I know serve is a bad word, isn't it? She's unsubmissive and unsupportive. Ladies, stop griping about your husband not succeeding and encourage him to succeed. You listening? You should be the one that when everyone else in the world tells your husband he can't, you should be the one who says, yes, you can. If God wants you to do it, yes, you can. If God wants you to accomplish this, He'll give you the strength. If God wants to make this happen and it is a part of His will, He's going to do it through you. That's what men need. And that's what a woman who builds up her home reflects to her man. Next, the wise home builder builds up her children in the truth of God's Word. She builds up her children in the truth of God's Word. She teaches them the Word. Proverbs 22, verse 6 tells us what? Most of you know this. You have some neat plaque in your house that says it, that if we bring up a child in the way he should go when he is old, he'll not depart from it, right? But you can't just apply that without applying the other. Because guess what? Daddy's not there all the time. So sometimes, Mom, don't pull this trick. You wait till your daddy gets home. Mamas, learn how to take care of business. Y'all know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to discipline a child, ask dad when he's home for help, but you're there with him more. Take care of business. Don't torture that kid. Man, can you imagine anticipating the patient of waiting till dad got home? No way. Would I like to do that? Well, don't torture him with that. It happened right then. Take care of it right then. Discipline them right then. Why? Because the Word of God says that you ought to discipline your children. Ladies, if you're there and you can swing your arm, swing it. You understand? That shows your children that you truly love them. You won't see it when they're little. You're going to see it when they become teenagers and they realize, hey, discipline is a good thing. And they hunger for discipline and they desire discipline. Why? Because you taught them that's what God's Word is all about. It's about discipline. Have you ever stopped to think that even the root word of disciple is the same as that of discipline? Hello? Build your children up in the truth. Teach your children to praise the Lord. When you see God do something good, stop and get your children to join in with you and y'all praise Him for what He's done. Don't wait till you come to church on Sunday. Hey, I'm thankful that people come to church and they praise the Lord for what God does on Sunday. But listen, praise Him every day of the week. Let your children see that Sunday's not the only day of praise, that He's given us 24 hours of every single day, and every single hour of every single day, every single minute, every single second of every single day is so that we can praise Him. Moms, it's your responsibility to teach them that, to raise them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Here's the thing. It's not the norm, is it? How many of you have realized, you Christian parents, how many, be honest, raise your hands, how many of you realize that when you raise your kid up, like God's Word says to raise your kid, you go totally against the grain of society? Raise them up high! You go keep them up, you go totally against the grain of society while society's gone. What in the world's happened to society? You've lost your mind. That's what's happened. You're trying to do things on your own. That's what's happened. Moms are chasing career, and they're chasing self, and they're chasing self-worth, and they're not raising children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That's what's wrong. So we look crazy because we're trying to do something noble. Moms, let me tell you this. It is a noble thing to raise your children up in a godly fashion. I don't care what the politicians tell you. I don't care what society says. It is the most noble thing. In fact, it's what you were created and put on this earth to do. It's your purpose. He said, well, I believe I can have a family and have a career. You can. If you're big enough to manage all that, get after it. But if you're not, first and foremost, you have a responsibility. A responsibility is to God, to your husband, and then to those children. If you can work career in there somewhere, but let's just be honest about women with careers. Can we do this? Oh, no. But you know, Pastor, society and the world we live in now demands two incomes. Because you demand so much stuff. Beep, beep, beep. Did you hear him? Church mouse. Because you demand so much stuff. Isn't that really the truth? You remember, listen, you don't have to go back very far where a family had one car. And kids shared bedrooms. It was the male bunkhouse and the female bunkhouse. Well, we got to have six rooms in our new house because every kid needs their own room. Does a kid this big really need his own 15 by 16 room? Do you guys see the lies that the devil has told our society? Well, if she don't work, I can't play golf as much. Leaders in the house. She don't work. I can't have that new boat I want. I tell you what, if God wants you to have it, you can. If He don't, just accept it. He don't want me to have it. But what you don't need to do is you don't need to sacrifice what God wants your home to be built upon. And we see right here, He wants your home to be built upon godly principles by a godly woman doing what she's led by God to do. If you want that to happen, men, leaders of your home, listen to me. You're going to have to sacrifice some things. Oh, I know, sacrifice, a word we don't even like to talk about in America. So we got two or three cars and garages where we park our cars and everything we want and then some. This lady builds up her children in the truth. The lady who tears down the unwise, foolish woman, she's passive in her approach to children. She's passive. She doesn't care. She's not proactive in teaching her children. You know what she does? She drops them off for somebody else to teach. How many of you understand the importance of environment? Environment, where you're raised. How many of you are a product of your environment that you were raised in? Whether you like it or whether you don't. How many of you would say, yeah? Because there's two things that God's put in motion. Genetics, can't get rid of them. Right? I promise you, sometimes I go, man, that sounded like Raj. Ah, what have I become? You can't get rid of those things, can you? It's genetics. And environment also dictates some things about our life. Listen to me, America, moms in America, moms in this church, wake up, Here, smell the roses. Put your children consistently in a godless environment and expect them to turn out godly. You're mistaken. Because they're not ready. I promise you. A kindergarten student is not ready to make a stand for Jesus Christ. Kindergarten student doesn't understand godliness. He's gonna, you know what he's gonna understand? He's gonna go 8 hours a day and he's gonna have evolution pumped in his brain. He's gonna begin to question, well, is mom and dad and what they think, is that really the truth? Why? Because it's all about environment.
You say, well, he's saying that you're against the public school system. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm against the absence of God from the public school system. I like public education, but remember when they used to teach the Bible and use it as a textbook? So it's even more important, ladies, listen to me, it's more important that if you send your kids to public school, that you spend time teaching them the truth. Go over their homework and see the garbage that they're learning and take the Word of God and say, look, this is garbage. Here's what truth is. So don't dare think I'm against education. I'm against Christian education. And here's what I think. If you're a Christian and you're an educator, educate as a Christian. Till they fire you. And then just trust God for what's next. Well, what do you do? I'll leave my job. God will find you another one. I promise you. That's free. That ain't nothing to do with mothers unless your mom and your teacher be a godly one. She builds her children up in the truth and the homebreaker. She is passive in her approach. She's not providing her children the truth they need when little Billy's playing with dolls instead of guns. She says, little Billy's just being a boy. No, he's not. Let me tell you this. Mama's learned this. You're going to fix some problems that we have in society. When little Billy's playing dolls with the girl down the street, take that doll away and say, boys don't play with dolls. Little Billy's playing dress up and he dresses up like Cinderella. Ha ha! I'm going to have camouflage replacement therapy. Put that boy in an army costume and say, get out there, boy, and do something else. You say, well, Pastor, do you really think that'll fix the problem? Yeah, you know what I think society has done? They've forgotten to teach boys to be men. Mamas, listen, starts with you. You're with them more than anyone else. You know this. I know you know this. You know how I know you know this, even if you don't practice it? Because when them little rats are born and they're all bald-headed and they're not real cute and you're the only one in the world who thinks you're cute and all the people are just telling you they're cute because they're yours, they won't hurt your feelings. You know this enough to dress that boy in blue so that he can be identified as a boy because you don't want somebody saying, she's so pretty, it's hey. You mamas know what I'm talking about. I see you at Walmart. Oh, that's a pretty baby. She is a pretty baby. It's a boy. Put him in some flannel or something. He's got lace on. I can't tell. But you know that you have to start identifying them as what they are. It's your job. If you do that, I promise you, society's going to have a whole different outlook on it. Boys are warriors. They are. You leave boys alone, put them in the yard, they pick up a stick. Stick becomes sword. Stick becomes gun. Why are they warriors? Because they're going to have to be warriors their whole life to some degree, I promise. They may never fight in a battle. They're going to have to fight for their family. They're going to have to stand and fight for the Lord. They are warriors by nature. Girls are not. They're moms by nature. They are. They'll go pick up a doll and change his diaper. Right? I got a three-year-old stays in my house all the time. She's changing diapers all the time. Oh, little baby poo-poo. Sure did. Now, baby, you change that diaper. Change that. You're a good, and I tell her this, you're a good mommy. Just like I did my little girl. You're a good mommy. Why? Because that's what good mommies do. They nurture their children in the Lord. They build them up. They tell them the truth, even when the truth hurts. Parents, yeah, teenagers, it's okay to use this. That dress is too short. Here's the thing. It's better when it comes from mama. Because then daddy don't have to get involved. Are you listening? What it does, it teaches your daughter about modesty. When she comes out of that dressing room and she says, Mom, what do you think about this? And everything on her is protruding from that dress. You need to say, oh no, baby. Turn yourself back around. We'll find something different because that's not what you're going to wear. You say, well, I'm afraid I would hurt her self-image. Let me tell you what. What you're going to do is you're going to give her a sense of modesty. In case you haven't noticed, that is absent from society. And I know, here's the thing.
Well, what exactly is modesty?
Right? What exactly is modesty? Mom, if you're living a godly life, with that godly life will come a set of convictions. What you are convicted of, share that with your daughters. Share that with your sons. You listening? Don't be afraid to do this. Maybe you're a new Christian. You used to not be convicted of something, but now you are. Don't say, well, I don't want to change them now. You'll go in there and say, look, mommy made a mistake. I let you wear that swimsuit, but I really shouldn't have. That's on me, and I'm sorry. It's not on you. But from now on, we're gonna do something a little different with this. That's a good thing. It tells your kid that you're imperfect and you need help as well. Hey, God showed me that we probably shouldn't wear that. She builds up her children in the truth. She sacrifices for them as a picture of Jesus Christ. Let me say this. All you moms in here who sacrifice for your children, I appreciate it. You dads who allow them to sacrifice, I appreciate that. You moms who stay home and you get little reward right now, you will receive great reward someday, I promise you. I promise you, I'm seeing it every day. I have people constantly. And listen, I'm not here to brag on my kids, but listen, it is great to hear a teacher who is lost and doesn't know Jesus Christ to come up to me and say, man, you know, you really have some good kids. I look at him like, my kid? You really have some good kids. They're respectful. Why? This woman never let them be anything else. They don't talk like the other kids. Why? She wasn't going to put up with it. It's good to see that. They come and they say, hey, and I love it because I get to do this. They say, man, you've done a good job. Like, man, I haven't done nothing. Let me tell you what, if you want to tell somebody that they've done a good job, you see that lady over there? You see her? You go up and you tell her what a good job she's done. Because while I was at work, being a man, taking care of my role, providing for my family, she was there teaching them about the Word of God and the principles of God and the instruction from God's Word. Now listen, I know what a lot of people, well, does that mean I raised my kids wrong because I work? No, that's not what I'm saying. Make time to make sure you do that even if you do work. Quit being such a crybaby. But I'll say this. You can hair-lip this whole crowd. If you don't have to, don't. I've never seen a room get quieter than quiet. If you don't have to, don't. I understand sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have chosen to live beyond your means and you have to pay for that. Well, it's only right that you pay for that, but understand this, because you have to pay for that, you got to sacrifice some things. Make sure that it's not the legacy that you live for your children as you teach them the Word of God. Make sure you put in extra time for that. She builds up her children in the truth, the wise woman. The other woman, the foolish one, is passive in her approach. Let me tell you what, if you're passive in raising your children, you're going to be in trouble. You're tearing your home down. You're being passive. Be proactive. Proactive means this. Give me that cell phone right now. Who are you Insta-chatting with? I know it's not Insta-chat, but that's what I call it. You think that's funny? Well, that's her privacy. She don't have privacy. She ain't 18. She still lives under my roof. She'll have privacy one day. I'll be glad. Hey, enjoy yourself. Me and Mama going fishing. The fact of the matter is, listen, don't be afraid to be proactive in raising your children, moms. If they have a Facebook account, you better be able to look at it.
I know Facebook's not cool for kids, right? Y'all have Instagram and all the things that are invisible, you think.
Because I'll tell you right now, there's some ungodly, crazy people out there who you need to be monitoring. You need to be looking to attack your children on all those little devices that you have. So you need to be proactive. She builds up her children in the truth. I told you I go a little long just for those guys. I'm slowing down and stalling just so they got to be in there a little longer. The wise woman. The last thing we've seen, she builds on a firm foundation. She builds up her husband. She builds up her children in the truth of God's Word. And she builds a godly legacy for generations to come. The wise, godly woman is going to consider the noble task that she has laid before her. Consider that. Consider it. Ladies, listen to me. We gripe about this generation. Watch this. It's because moms decided they wanted a career. They wanted to get the world, said get out of the home. Earn more money. Have more stuff. You can be somebody. You're equal. All those things that society told them has driven them away from doing what God's Word tells them. That's build a home. Amen! Bunch of cowards. My generation has suffered an enormous fatality because moms said, hey, I want to be somebody. I'm tired of the men just being somebody. Listen, hey, I promise you this. It'd be easier for me to stay home and her to go work. Please do. Of course, I wouldn't stay home. I'd be on the water in the woods. But the fact of the matter is this. Listen, think about it. Just think about it. Don't even look at it biblically. Let's look at it historically. Has there been a deterioration in the morals of generation after generation after generation? Has there? You bet there has. In this country, there definitely has. And don't be foolish enough for a second to think it's not because there's been a deterioration in godly moms, because that is the truth. And don't think for a second, dads, it's not because there's been a deterioration in godly dads who lead their wife to be a godly woman instead of leading her into her career so you can have more. But I want that four-wheel drive, and the only way I can have it is if she works. Drive a Prius. It's not that bad. Listen to me, people. This is a wake-up call for at least everyone in this room. You have a legacy, ladies. Listen to me. You have a legacy that you are leaving whether you like it or not. And it's going to be a legacy of self, or it's going to be a legacy of God and sacrifice. You get to decide this very day as a believer and a child of God what it's going to be. Oh, I care about my kids. Do you care how they turn out? Because they're going to turn out however you're dictating that they're going to turn out by your life right now. You can't go back and unring a bell. You can't go back and fix it. I understand that. From this point forward, you can do something about it. From this point forward, you can say, I've made some mistakes and I own up to those mistakes. What I want to do, I want to be a godly mother above all things because I consider this, I have a noble task. Noble task that lays before me to raise up the next generation in a godly way. Malachi said it like this. He was speaking and he said, forsake not the wife of your youth. I'm going to paraphrase this so you can understand it, so that you'll have godly offspring. He said, I, the Lord, hate divorce. So don't forsake the wife of your youth, even when it's hard, work it out. That comes on us guys as leaders. So that you'll have godly offspring. You know what? God's Word knows this. It takes a man to lead and it takes a woman to teach to build up the home. What kind of legacy are you leaving? You know what's sad? We live in a society where we've left our kids a 9-to-5 legacy. You listen? We have taught our kids that our life is about a 9-to-5 job so that we can make money and be successful in the eyes of the world. That is baloney. That's garbage. I hear it all the time. Women, I just feel like I don't have purpose. All I do is stay at home, raise kids. Well, I guess it's not purpose if you don't think that you're directly responsible for how the next generation turns out, but that sounds like that's a pretty big deal that you've been entrusted with. So when I take these messages like this and I preach them, it's not saying because women are insignificant. I'm saying this, you have great significance. The next generation depends on you. Their godly heritage depends on you. That's what God's Word teaches. Don't sit around the mother and go, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. No, you're just a life changer. You're a life molder. You're the one who's going to change the next generation. Revival is going to come when you get on your face and you seek God and you love God like you never have before. How's it going to come? Because you're going to directly affect those four or five or three or how many kids are in your house. You're going to directly affect them so that when they grow up, they're godly people. So what's it going to be? You're going to sell out like everybody else sold out, or if you've already sold out, you're going to continue to sell out. Because this woman who builds the godly legacy for generations to come, she considers her noble task. She dies to herself. She dies to herself so that those in her footsteps will mimic her example. Is that not Christianity? Is that not Christianity? And what a great picture it is. And you know what? He gave it through the moms, sacrificing themselves, saying, you know what, I don't have to have what everybody else has, and I don't have to be successful in the eyes of the world. I don't have to be somebody anymore, no matter what society says. I just want to be godly so that my children will be godly. Let me say this. You can't put a price tag on that. And if you could, you couldn't afford it. I don't care how many incomes you have. But I just don't agree with you, Pastor. I don't care what you think. You don't have to agree with me. It's black and white right here in Scripture. Well, that's because that was old and outdated. If you believe that, there's no reason for you to even be here. Why don't you just go back out into the world and let the world destroy you like they already have attempted to do? Say, man, that's bold. Yeah, it don't get no bolder than that, does it? You want the truth from the Word of God, or you want to continue to dance around it? I promise you, there's enough so-called Christians dancing around the truth. We got plenty of them. Let's look right at it and say, here's the truth. Let it hit you right in the face, ladies, and let it change you today. Because I promise you, the Word of God is true. And He says that truth will set you free. Free from what? Free from chasing your own tail. Free from trying to be something that you're never going to be. What's it going to be? As a foolish woman, here's what she does. She leaves a legacy. Did you know that? Ladies, understand that. You're leaving a legacy no matter what. She leaves a legacy. Here's her legacy. We see it. We live it. Turn on TV. Watch it. Check out the selfishness and the greed all around you. Somebody taught them to be that way, didn't they? Any of you learn anything that someone didn't teach you? It starts like this. How many of you learn how to tie your shoe from your folks? Or from somebody. Somebody taught you. So if you learn how to tie, that was a pretty complicated deal back when I was four. I liked Velcro. Velcro was easy. You're leaving a legacy. You're teaching them something. What are you teaching them? Here's what you can teach them. You can leave a legacy of magnifying yourself. And you're going to raise up a generation who magnifies himself. They're most important. Hey, you know how you find out this is true? Just driving traffic. Did you know everyone on the roadway is most important? That's why they run you off the road. That's why they don't let you in when you're trying to get in. That's why they whip in front of you in the Walmart parking lot to get that place, because they're so important. Why? Because they had mamas who told them that they were the most important. Now, they maybe didn't tell them that with their mouth. They told them that with their life. They magnified self so much that there are so many people in this world that all they care about is themselves. The foolish woman magnifies self, leaves a legacy of self-magnification. The foolish woman minimizes God's glory, focuses on their own glory. Let me tell you what, moms, if you're a godly mom and your kid succeeds, your first instinct as a human is going to be to brag on your kid. Brag on God first. Say, I want you to consider something, son, daughter. Yeah, you did good in that sporting event. You hit a home run. But I don't want you to ever forget something. MD Anderson and Texas Children's full of kids who'd love to run a home run. And it's only by the grace of God and His strength that you can even walk around those bases, much less run. You say, well, that doesn't boost them very much. Yes, it does. It teaches them the important things. You're not the best. You never will be the best. He is the best. And it's only by Him that we're anything. That's maximizing God's glory instead of maximizing the glory of the person. Do you want your kids to be successful? Yeah, you would be a fool. But do you want them to be successful in the eyes of the world or in the eyes of God? Because as for me and my house, I'm going to tell you this. We want our kids to be successful in the eyes of God. And I pray that they never measure success by what the world tells them to measure success by. I pray that they take the Word of God that their mother has taught them, that their father has taught them, and I pray that they take the Word of God and they say, am I successful according to the Word of God? The foolish woman maximizes herself instead of maximizing the glory of God. Leaves that legacy for her children, and she's murdering, the godly legacy that God desires for her to leave. Ladies, you're the one who make the decision today. You say, Kurt, do you really believe that this country can be turned around by women getting on their face and saying, God, we want to be this type of woman? Yes, I do 100%. It's going to take some things. I understand it's going to take the first person, the first mother in this room admitting that I haven't been what I need to be, but I need to trust God for what I'm going to be. It's going to take the dads in this room to say, I haven't let her be what God tells her and desires for her to be, but starting today, I'm going to let her be that. I told you, Dad, you're not going to get off easy. So what's it going to be? What's it going to be? It's pretty simple. We're done. You're free to go. We wouldn't want to leave like that, would we? You stand to your feet, every head bowed and every eye closed. So the question is this. Moms, listen to me. Every head bowed and every eye closed, other than the moms in this room. I want every mom to look at me eye to eye. I make zero apologies for what I've told you today, and I pray that the truth that I have told you today would set you free from the lies that this world has taught you. It would set you free to raise the next generation on godly principles and to devote yourself and even to sacrifice yourself so that that next generation will be what God desires them to be. So I say this to you, which one are you? Are you the wise home builder? Are you the foolish home breaker, the one who tears down with those same hands that you could be productive? Who are you? Here's the thing, I can't answer that question for you. I can't answer that question for you, but I promise you this, the Holy Spirit who's speaking to your heart right now, He's answering that question for you. I pray that when He answers that question that you would respond. Number one, if you're there where you need to be, I pray that you would respond because He's already showed you that and thank Him for that. If you're not, I pray that you would get on your face before God and you would say, God, I'm not there. And I know I haven't been relying on you to teach me how to be there, but God, I pray today, this day, right now, God, you would teach me to be a home builder for the generation to come. Every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here today. The Lord's dealing with you. The altars are already open. It's obvious. If you're here today, you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a young man, you're a young lady. Right now in your heart, you know God is telling you, He's calling you to a different life. He's calling you by faith to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to usher you into a new life. A life that's no longer led by sin and by self, but a life of holiness and righteousness that's provided only through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You say, Kirk, I feel in my heart right now that God's telling me to leave my old life, that He desires to give me a new life, forgive me of all my sin. I need to be saved this morning and to ask Jesus to be that Savior that I need. You say, that's me. Would you slip up your hand right now? By slipping up your hand, you're acknowledging God is working on my heart, telling me that I need to surrender my life to Jesus today. Some of you moms here today, you'll never be a godly mom until you do this right here, until you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because that's when the Holy Spirit is going to move in and He's going to begin to teach you what it's like to be godly, so then you can teach others what it's like to be godly. You say, I need Jesus to save me here today. He's telling me in my heart right now that I need to surrender my life. give everything to Him as my Lord and Savior. Just slip up your hand right now. Anyone here like that? Men, women, young men, young women? Anyone here who needs Jesus to save them? Just slip it up high where I can see you, where I can breathe. Moms, I pray that you would allow the Holy Spirit as the music begins to play to mold you and to make you into the woman of God that He desires to mold you and to make you into. That you would be obedient, following Him in every area of your life. The first step. What do I need to do? Get on your face. Submit yourself to the Holy Spirit's teaching. He'll show you everything that you need to do.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come